Work has begun on the gas field at Point Thompson on the North Slope. The ExxonMobil Corporation is working to connect the field to an existing pipeline 22 miles away. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The subject of a court battle that was settled between the state and ExxonMobil. The Point Thompson gas field on the edge of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is thought to be necessary to supply any large diameter pipeline to get North Slope gas to market. The company is notorious for keeping its public relations office on a tight leash, and in the case of Point Thompson, they won't say anything beyond confirming that the project is going ahead. The project's Army Corps of Engineers permit, awarded in October, describes a series of three gravel pads for wells strung along the coast, connected by 18 miles of gravel roads and 16 miles of pipe. Two wells have been drilled and three more are planned to feed a processing plant that will extract the liquids or condensates out of the gas. The permit allows 149 miles of seasonal ice roads to construct a pipeline from the processing plant 22 miles westward to an existing pipeline at the Badami oil field. Badami was originally developed by BP but never produced to expectations because the oil is so thick and is now operated by Savant Energy and delivers about 1,500 barrels a day the rest of the way to the Trans-Alaska pipeline. Savant has applied to expand Badami by 10,000 acres for more drilling. Savant is also not talking to the press. The liquids produced by ExxonMobil could potentially be used to improve the oil that's coming out of Badami. And so far, no terms for an agreement between the two companies has been disclosed. Another reason for confidentiality could be pending litigation. ExxonMobil agreed to its production plan as part of a settlement with the state, which threatened to revoke its leases at Point Thompson if no progress was shown. Under the agreement, the company is supposed to be feeding natural gas liquids through the Badami pipeline by winter of 2015, just 3 years from now. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.